Welcome to I Love Palm Beach, brought to you by Gia Luxury Group with Partners Mortgage 300, a local Florida lender. The show where we talk about everything that Palm Beach County, Florida has to offer and why you should make it your home. We're a team of real estate professionals who love where we live, and we want to show you why you will love Palm Beach too. You'll learn all about Palm Beach lifestyles, hobbies, fun pastimes, and all the amazing things to do here. Listen in to find the best of Palm Beach. Whether it's a specific food or service, Palm Beach has it all and does it bigger and better. You'll also hear local hero stories featuring some of the incredible people that call Palm Beach home. Now, without any further ado, here's your host, Rebecca Giacoba, with co-host Stephanie Coe.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to I Love Palm Beach. And we have some guests here today from the Soup Kitchen. And we love philanthropy in Palm Beach County. And this is something that's very dear to everybody's heart, making sure that families have meals to eat. So we have CEO Marlene Mejia, and we have COO Dimitri Viorenci. Viorenci, did I get that? It's a beautiful name. Yeah. And they're going to chat with us. I'd love to hear about the origin of the Soup Kitchen and then how you guys got involved and why you're passionate about it.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much for having us. First of all, we are delighted to be here with you today.
We love podcasts. We've been on quite a few. During this experience. So thank you for having us.
Oh, we're so glad to have you.
Yeah, thank you. So going back 40 years in 1983, three beautiful women from this area in West Boynton were determined to make a difference in the lives of the county's most unfortunate, which were the migrant workers. At that time, they had a vision to feed the local poor. They were persistent and managed to secure a donated van. And that was the start. The donated van they used to provide soups and sandwiches to local hungry families. That's how the whole thing started. We haven't wavered since then, really, to tell you honestly. We have not wavered since then. Our mission is to feed the needy, no matter what their circumstances. We continue to do that in a much larger scale, of course, 40 years later. But we have not wavered. We do not charge a single penny for any of our products or our services of food. And people are welcome to join us from anywhere they are. Could come in every day, Monday through Saturday. We're open. And even on Sundays, we have a few of the local homeless people that we feed. So we pretty much open every day of the year because hunger has no
days enough, no breaks.
No breaks.
No holidays.
We eat every day, right? It's interesting that you said it started for mainly the migrant workers. We had a lot more farms and agricultural business here. How has that changed over the years? Do we still have an agricultural base that we're helping, or is it more young families, you know, people trying to make ends meet?
Well, to put it into perspective, when we started, we were feeding about 10,000 people a year.
Wow.
Our last count last year in 2022 was we were feeding over 500,000 people a year. So our numbers have exponentially grown. We still have the farm worker. We still have the immigrant. We still have the person that needs to come in at least once a day and just grab food. But we have also expanded to many other people. We have moms with babies. We have we've even had local pilots, you know, who suffered through the inflation moments of the pandemic who were not able to work. So we've seen them all. We don't judge them at the door. We do not ask for questions.
It's a mixed crowd. It definitely is. Migrants is a part of them. However, nowadays, so many people affected by the economy and challenging times. So we see a very, very, very mix of people that come through the door.
Absolutely. I mean, those numbers are astonishing to me. 500,000 people. Do you have just the one location where people come, or are you distributing it throughout the county?
Well, our main location, of course, is in Boynton Beach, West Boynton, that we've been here for 40 years. Mm-hmm. However, we do our meals throughout the Boynton Beach, all the way from west to east. We have over 100 people on the Meals on Wheels list that we deliver lunches and dinners on a daily basis at no cost to them. So we are one of the very few Meals on Wheels organizations that do deliver at no charge. Drivers dedicate their time and gas and the cars and we prepare meals at no cost as well. So this is one of the very unique programs.
Okay. Well, first of all, I want to hear more about you two and how you got involved in this special cause. You both seem very passionate and joyous and wonderful people. You're making me want to get involved. Why don't we start with Marlene? Tell us how you got involved and why this so important to you.
I used to have a nursery right across the street from the little shack where the soup kitchen began in 1983. And my husband used to go there and do work pro bono over there. And one thing led to another. He told me about this fantastic place. I went about 24 years ago and I got hooked. You know, it was my once a week and then twice a week. And then I became part of the board. And then I became part of the planning committee. And then when my predecessor, Enrique, passed away in 2020. I was asked by the board to come in and join them as the ED and CEO. And it was the right thing to do. It was just the right thing to do. I get up every morning happy to be here. And I always find this a good place to be in. You know, it's not a sad place. It's a good place. We're able to help a lot of people in need.
And you feel appreciated at the end of the day. So,
all right, Dimitri, it's your turn. I'm putting you on the spot.
Thank you. I came here as a volunteer back in 2018. Actually, my wife was the first one who came here. And I used to work in food and beverage industry. And she say, why don't you come and join the soup kitchen and help them out? And I started volunteering for about 6 months until Enrique, at the time, CEO, offered a job. I stayed there throughout the pandemic. We lost all the volunteers. So I had a very challenging time to continue being old open because we had no help. Everybody was scared to go to public. And we had at some point 3 volunteers. I was one of them. Worked throughout the pandemic. Thanks God, things started coming back slowly but shortly. And now we have back to over 300 people volunteering with us. That's became home to me.
So that's quite a number of people. I know you need them feeding 500,000 people. Who manages all of this volunteer staff?
We have only 5 full-time members. And okay. I'm a 7 part-time. So volunteers are our main workforce. We are a volunteer-driven organization. They do require some management. However, a lot of them being with this soup kitchen for quite a few years. So they could be a very self-sustained. They know what to do. They know their role. They know how to feed the people. So all we got to do is give them a little attention, directions, and they will take it from there.
The soup kitchen is the most highly efficient and impactful food lifeline in Palm Beach, possibly South Florida, for 2 main reasons. Like Dimitri said, we're hugely efficient. Of every dollar spent, 94 cents goes back to the programs. So we are hugely efficient in that sense, as well as because we are a volunteer-driven organization and only having 5 full-time employees and 7 part-timers, we're able to do everything with our volunteers. We couldn't be ourselves, you know, if we did not have those 2 huge assets going for us.
Okay, so let's talk about the semantics of it. I'm sure there's several sources. Where are you getting all the food from?
Local businesses, local supermarkets, farms, hotels, restaurants, local venues, such as boat shows, golf events. We barely say no to anybody. Actually, we never do. We appreciate every food that comes through the door. We go pick it up. We have over 150 stops on a weekly basis throughout the Palm Beach County. So we have a truck leaving every morning and every afternoon. We're anxiously waiting to see what we'll receive. We do not have any menus. So chef works with what he has. Okay. So he looks through the items. He tried to be very creative. He want to make sure that every single person will have a protein, starch, and vegetable on the plate. So they have a nutritious meal that they can eat one right at the soup kitchen and take one at home. We also give them 2 hot soups. So we're trying to use every single source to make sure that the hot food will be available for the next day.
Well, going back to the very efficient way of us doing it, even food that we would not give to our own mothers, which is how we figure out, you know, where do we the quality. We have a pig farmer that comes once a day, picks up all those leftovers. So everything is recyclable. Isn't that great to be able to?
That is wonderful. Absolutely.
Yeah. We save over $10 million a year in wasted food, in food that would end up in the dumpster. We make it work.
So let's say that you're a supermarket. Now, are you donating food because you just want to give to the cause, or things are getting a little bit older and you're just going to move them off your shelves. I'm just trying to figure out how that works.
It could be multiple reasons. Mm-hmm. It could be that it's about to reach a due date. Yeah. It could be that they have a little bit of supplies left, so they need to clear the shelves for the new product. A lot of farmers have fruits and vegetables that have some imperfections. There is nothing wrong with them, but the look is not
right.
Hotels and restaurants might have a canceled event, or people don't show up as expected. So they would call us and give us the food that haven't been used or exposed to anybody. So we try to rescue every single item. Supermarket.
And how did news get out there? Like, I work on like a lot of events, helping with other charities and such. How do they know that you guys are available? I'm just trying to help get the word out there.
From my perspective, I always try to reach out to our partner agencies, food banks and feeding South Florida. But mm-hmm. on the other, Marlene, try to go to the local news stations. You might see on ABC or CBS in the morning talking about hunger relief. And we use our social media, podcasts, everything matters. Volunteers are great ambassadors of the soup kitchen as well. So
we have a wonderful following on Facebook, and they're mainly made up of our neighbors. We used to say that we were the best kept secret in Boynton because nobody knew about us, even people across the street. And they still don't, some of them. So we're doing our best, because it's not necessarily a good thing not to be known. We are trying our best to get out there, get the word out. And we're a grassroots company. We're not, you know, we don't have middle people. We don't, everything that comes in goes out. We really, really try to do our best in fulfilling our mission.
Okay, good. Well, I want to make sure that everybody listening to this has your social links, so we can do that. Or maybe someday we can come and visit the facility and take volunteer.
Yeah.
I do a lot of work with some ladies groups. Maybe we can bring some volunteers down and help out. I don't know, with the holidays, do you seem to get more people? Anything on a wish list that we can try to get for you?
Absolutely. So we have a lot going on between now and, let's say, December 20th. Mentioned the website is thesoupkitchen.org.
Okay.
And that links to all of our programs, because we are so much more than food. We are about the diapers for the kids. We're about formula for moms, babies. We are about Lift Up program, which is aging out of the foster care system, young adults 18 to 25. We are about
Meals on Wheels. Outreach programs. We try to cover a lot more than just the soup.
And then on Facebook, we can be followed at the Soup Kitchen of Boynton Beach, as well as Instagram.
Okay.
That's what we tell our audience. You know, guys, we're short of diapers number 6 this week. We're in trouble. And they always come through. They always really come through for us.
Well, we would love to help with that. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Our wish list are always changing, but currently we are in need of diapers, sizes 6. Always looking for bigger sizes. For the kitchen part, we are always looking for cooking oil. Could be vegetable, olive oil, anything that chef can cook with.
Rice.
Rice is always important, because it's such a starch that that everyone appreciates, and it has a long life shelving data time. So that will be always helpful. Thanksgiving is coming. Turkeys. Turkeys are always in need. We're planning to give 1,000 turkeys, maybe even more. We're hoping for large quantities of donations. Turkeys are always appreciate it. And then Christmas is coming. Meet the Santa event. Toys for kids, toys for teenagers. It's always a need.
Well, we would probably really be able to help you with the toys drive this year.
Thank you.
We do something. We have another charity we give to, but we've been doing a lot of work for them lately. It's your turn. So fix things up about, and we'll try to get some kids some toys and some teenagers some things you need.
If you or anybody else would like to come and tour the place and look at the place, feel free to do so. We're here 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday, and we come at 7 a.m. and we stay until 12, 1 o'clock sometimes. Feel free to do so. Stop by. We're in West Boynton, 8655 Boynton Beach Boulevard, Boynton Beach, right next to the Turnpike exit. Our phone number is 561-732-7595. Give us a call. We'll work something together. There is always room for everybody. It's either bagging, packing, serving, marking barcodes, cooking in the kitchen. If you have the talent, chefs always appreciate extra help. Show your creativity. Give us a...
Well, that sounds wonderful. It was so nice to meet both of you. We're going to get all this information out and we'll share the podcast with you so you can share it with your people too. And I look forward to seeing you both in person soon. Any fundraisers? Do you do any fundraisers? Something coming up soon that we can talk about?
Great question. We're so busy, you know, focusing on feeding the people that we forget that we need to do a fundraiser once in a while. And this year, marking our 40th anniversary, we have to throw a gala, right? So we're 2 weeks away exactly today. It's November 2nd. It is our biggest fundraiser of the year. And there are still some tickets left and sponsorship availability. It's all on the website that I gave you before, the soup kitchen. Okay. And we would love for people to come out and have a good time. But at the same time, everything that is made that night will go right back into the programs. Like I told you, 94 cents right. And for every dollar goes right back. So we would appreciate people to come and join us.
Okay. Well, thank you both again so much. And this is why we love Palm Beach, huh? Mm-hmm. We do wonderful things here. All right. Well, we'll be in touch and I hope to see you both soon and meet you in person.
Thank you, Rebecca, for having us.
All right. Have a great day, guys. Bye.
Likewise. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for tuning in to this episode of I Love Palm Beach. Please feel free to share this podcast with anyone who wants to learn more about our beautiful city. If you're looking to explore all that Palm Beach has to offer, visit our website at www.giaelite.com. That's GIAELITE.com. Or give our team a call at 410-320-4868. We'll catch you in the next episode.